Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Russian officials confirm a car bomb in Moscow killed a high-ranking Russian general as the war between Russia and Ukraine, now into its third year, saw Russia carry out one of its deadliest attacks in Kyiv. It left nine dead in the Thursday morning and prompted President Trump to say,
I wasn't happy with it, and we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired, and I was not happy with it.
On the topic of talking peace, Russian state media says the president's envoy, Steve Witkoff, is in Moscow for talks. More than 200,000 people are expected to attend tomorrow's funeral for Pope Francis. Nearly 200,000 people filed through St. Peter's Basilica in less than one day to pay their respects to the Pope. A 19-year-old in New Jersey has been arrested, charged with lighting a bonfire that sparked the wildfire that continues to burn. It's covered nearly 24 square miles. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The first day of the NFL draft in Green Bay saw capacity crowds just an hour or so after officially opening. The NFL notified people at 6:20 that the crowd had reached maximum capacity and that general admission was paused. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told the crowd that Green Bay has a population of 107,000, but the draft saw 125,000 plus visitors. The NFL said official counts from yesterday's draft was 205,000 sports fans. The NFL draft in Green Bay continues through Saturday at Lambeau Field and Titletown. The NFL Foundation and the Green Bay Packers together awarded a $150,000 grant to the nonprofit ComputeOpt organization yesterday. That organization will now use the money to give almost 500 new and refurbished computers and other devices to Oneida Nation students to use in school and at home. In town for the NFL draft, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell toured the school as part of the NFL Inspire Change event. A Shawnee County man was sentenced to 11 years in prison and 9 years extended supervision this week for 16 counts of being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm, 3 counts of possessing a silencer, and 1 count of possession of fentanyl. The other 61 charges against 34-year-old Kyle Matcha were dropped. The criminal complaint says Matcha was arrested after police responded to a domestic disturbance at his home. They found dozens of weapons, including 46 long guns and 23 handguns, and more than 1,300 pounds of ammunition. Matcha has prior convictions for possession and bail jumping. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft,
with the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver. Matthew Golden, wide receiver.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
David Hogg, Democratic National Committee Vice Chair, says, no, we're going to spend $20 million to take out fellow Democrats who are
either too old or not voting progressive enough. And Republicans are doing this as well. They don't want any compromise, zero-sum game. I spent 30 years in politics. The best politics are pragmatic. You get 75% of the loaf and you move on.
Catch the Todd Alba Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We'll talk about Joe Zepecki throwing his hat in the ring to head up Wisconsin Democrats. Also, a little audio sorbet. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Friday! National Football League in Titletown, Green Bay. I'll tell you what, folks. We were there last night, and it was incredible.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was fun. Different. But we were talking. Oh, I wonder if this could be disappointing. I don't think there's that many people coming to town. Holy crap.
Boom.
Did they show up? I mean, from all over the country, all over the world. And you know what? I give people credit. I mean, like Miami Dolphin fans wearing their Jacksonville Jaguar. I mean, it's like, wow, that was something last night.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it was unique, different. Never been to one of those. Never go again.
No, that's true. I ain't going back. I got to tell you something. Mark Houston will be coming in later. Bell and Sports Medicine put together such a fantastic event at their place last night. I give them all the credit in the world. That was just incredible. So,
Food trucks, everything was. Right? I mean, everything was.
It was great. It was wonderful. It was great. And the weather held. And I'm just proud of, you know, us.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was in the tent, but still, I'm glad that. Third row. But it was fun.
But wow. I'm telling you, people, you can't. Dom and I, and Dom, we were talking about this. I think 14 years we had the season ticket, or Ted Thomas gave us the tickets to host veterans. And we're like, at first, this is probably about twice the size of a Packer crowd. And then it got to the point, this is probably three times the size of a Packer game day. What would you think, Jim?
Well, they said 205. So, yeah, that would be right, right?
But, I mean, just walking around, what did you feel? At least twice.
Yeah.
And maybe two and a half.
Again, my view was different. I came in a different way. You know, I turned around and saw, like, that is a lot of people, because I usually look at that parking lot and there's cars and tailgate parties. And then you turn around and you look at it and it's just all people. It was no cars.
It was just
no
grills. A sea of humanity.
People. Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
But it was cool. Everybody's in a good mood. And
right.
It was not that drunk kind of crowd.
Nope.
Everybody was great. I mean, it was really great.
There weren't even any beer stands in there.
I didn't see any either.
Yeah.
You didn't even see people walking around with beers too much, right?
Again.
I stuck one in my hoodie so I could walk. I took one. Yeah. I'll be honest. Actually, I took two. But otherwise, I didn't see other people really drunk.
Yeah.
Did you?
Well, again,
But you know what I mean, though? The type of crowd it was.
No,
it
that crowd was
that
good.
Rowdy kind of, you know, Packer Vikings game.
What's it like to be in the third row at the NFL draft?
We had cocktail service. It was just, it's different. I think it's because a couple things. One is that, first of all, I didn't pay for the tickets. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
They didn't
have I'm going to back up. I'm going to do it. When's the last time you actually paid for a ticket to anything?
I don't remember. they did an event at the new community shelter. The lady from New York was in charge of it. She said, hey, look, are you guys going to the draft? I'm like, yeah, we live here. We're probably going to go. And she goes, well, let me see what I can do. And then She didn't call back. We're like, hey, look, she tried. She didn't call back. And then what's today, Friday? So it was, yeah, very late, Thursday, 11:30 at night. She goes, hey, I got a couple tickets for you guys. You want to go? So we went, and it was great. I tell you what was weird. This is, so there was somebody in the front row, and
I'm going to tell you a sad story. I'm going to tell you something first. I hate complimenting you on anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool sweater. Where'd you get that? I'm serious.
Where do you think I got it?
Pro Shop?
Yeah.
Yesterday?
No, this is old. No, is it? Yeah, I dig this one out.
There's some cool swag out there. I'm going to be honest. I even complimented a couple of people at the Bellin thing last night. Said, where'd you get that?
I'm still waiting until Monday.
Yeah, me too. But there's some really cool things out there right now.
Yeah.
So I want to finish your story. What was sad about?
Front row.
Yeah.
Family.
Yep.
Nice family.
Yep.
Super nice. And the kid wearing a suit. And then the had a football autographed. I don't see who was autographing. But, you know, and they turned on. This was exciting. Yeah, this is great. You know, just a little. Cause then some people came and sat in the second row. And then the person I was with, Chris, said, like, wow, who do you think they are? I said, I don't know. I said, that's awesome. You know, the whole family was there. Three kids and the mom and dad. And then Cleveland was up for their draft. And you know, right before Cleveland came, you know, they take the kid away, and he was the Make-A-Wish kid.
Oh, that's awesome.
I saw that. In the wheelchair.
Nope. Oh. Wasn't him. Okay. It was the Cleveland kid. His Make-A-Wish was to introduce somebody from Cleveland as his favorite team. So,
oh, okay.
Anyway, and so then that was pretty cool, because then after, a lot of people are fist bumping him and stuff. So.
Well, that's
isn't that
neat.
Nice?
Yeah,
there was another. There was the one that you saw. There was another one. There was two that night. I left after the
Packer. I didn't see your guy. I saw the kid in the wheelchair.
I left after the Packer draft, so. Okay. Anyway. But
hey, I'm excited they got a wide receiver. Man, thank you. Bring as many weapons as possible.
It was funny, though, but boy, do they boo. Can you hear that on TV, how loud they boo Goodell? Every time.
But he liked it.
He does. Yeah.
I was surprised. Remember I said that
every
yesterday,
time.
Todd? I thought maybe Green Bay would be the one place he didn't get booed. And you were like, Todd was like, nah.
But it's not, in that theater, though, it's not Green Bay. I mean, they've got sections carved out for every team. They really, really dress up to, you know.
Yeah, no question.
And so anyway.
Isn't it kind of interesting, though, that all these people come, and then the one guy who's kind of in charge of the whole big thing gets booed for it.
Yeah.
That should tell you how people feel about him, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, God bless you. You were in the bowl. We couldn't even get close.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I mean, could not even get close to it.
I text a friend of mine. I'm like, where are you? He goes, I'm behind you.
Yeah, and there's no way to get there.
I'm like, really?
I mean, I'm not exaggerating. I've been to a million different events, and this was different.
It was very different.
This was different.
But, it's just a lot of energy and, you know, the music. I don't know what you thought of the music.
Who was the guy, Todd? Who sang the national? He was great, but who was it? Do you know, Todd?
I'll check. I'll look it up.
I mean, he's not like a big name, right? I was surprised.
I didn't know any big names.
No,
there,
that was one of the surprising things. I mean, I would have thought it would be like, you know, Carrie Underwood or somebody.
They did promote Brad Paisley, you know, saying that he'd, you know, stick around type thing. I just thought there would be, it was good entertainment. You know, he did Michael Jackson. He just did a variety of music. But I thought they'd bring in somebody a little bit more known.
Yeah.
Steven Wilson Jr., guitarist? Little guitar? Yeah, that's what his name is.
Kind of acoustically.
And what was the band? It was brass. I mean, it was a good band, but never heard of them.
Yeah, I'm surprised it was a guy like a huge marquee name for the...
Because I think they could afford it. But it was a guy and a gal.
Yeah. I was surprised. But I'll tell you what, the Blackhawk helicopters, four of them that flew over at the end of the national anthem, came from the west side, and that was... really cool, wasn't it, though?
Yes.
What?
I would have sent the Jets, because we're kind of known for the Jets.
I thought the helicopters were pretty cool.
They were.
Okay.
I took pictures. I thought it was cool.
I did, too. I put it on my Facebook. I thought they were very cool. I mean, I almost got...
What?
Jim, I'm just going to go ahead and call. You go ahead and order them for today, okay?
Thanks, Todd.
When they pick up the phone.
How? Well...
Where the hell were the Jets? For the crying out loud.
Those are...
I was Meredith Bleepin' City.
We had a lot of Jets.
Where the hell were the Jets? the Jets.
Then they turn on those afterburners. They're so loud.
God bless it, Blackhawks, and stick them on a sign.
Those were cool. I didn't. I don't want to take anything away from them. But right. In Madison, we have Jets too. That's where they came from. So anyway, yes, I thought that was nice. That was a nice touch.
All right.
Vicky says it's Friday. Let's go.
Thank
Hello,
you, Vicky. You
Vicky
are
is
spot
like our favorite
on.
Person. Vicky, you're our second favorite person.
My favorite.
Vicky, you're second. Lady last night that was my bartender at the Bellin thing.
Oh, yeah.
Very quietly. She says, I just want to thank you for your morning radio show. I listen every day, nice? And I really enjoy that. And I gave her a $20 tip.
Did you?
I did.
Before she said that.
No, after she said that.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, so.
But that was just really nice of her to say that.
So yesterday, I didn't tell you the story.
I did. I'm going to say one more thing. Mm-hmm. I did ask somebody else, or I didn't ask. Somebody else asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
True or false, did Jim really burn his pet?
Move on.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Actually, you could say no to that because it was my sister's.
It's his brother.
It was my brother and it was my sister's pet.
Honest to God, we're sitting there. I got to ask you something, Mino.
Yesterday,
is that true or is that BS?
And thanks for doing the promo yesterday because I had to run out of here at 9 because I had to get over to the Northland Hotel because Frank's going to be on our show later. We gave tours to people. They would just... A lot of guests, but people would stop in and give tours. And the Crystal Ballroom, where you guys were, when that's where President Kennedy was and Vince Lombardi. They had the Vince Lombardi guy there walking around. Well, anyway.
Hey, Todd.
It was.
Is he a name dropper or what?
No. I'm just saying that you guys were there for that. But anyway.
John Kennedy.
The room was closed.
I sat next to Kennedy.
The room was closed because Mrs. Patrick Mahomes' mom was having a breakfast meeting for... wives and mothers of
people,
of people being drafted. Like, that's
cool.
That's a niche.
But that's cool, right?
It's like what's going to happen tonight? This is what's going to happen if he does, if he doesn't.
And I thought that was really cool with the mom of the guy that the Packers drafted. And she was like, oh, my God, I love Green Bay. Yeah. I mean, we've been here. This is so awesome. How wonderful the people are. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was, and it was pretty well attended. But even those mothers are younger than we are. They are, John.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm going to throw this out there, Jim.
Yeah.
They also had the grandmother. The grandmothers are younger than
they? Oh, man. But anyway, so that the lady
Say
came
it
down.
Like it is.
So that was over at noon, and we had to work till 1. So then the lady comes down, and they had on the tables these unbelievable bouquets of fresh flowers. And she goes, you know, we're going to fly back. I work for Mrs. Mahomes. And she, would you like one of these? And I'm like, sure. So then, of course, when I went home last night, I said, Don, I know I've been really busy. Todd's been working us a little overtime in the shelter. So I just got these to kind of, you know, show that I'm, you know, sorry about not being home a lot.
Free flowers.
Yeah. But I gave it to her. She didn't know that. I told her. After 30 years, she goes, you didn't buy these.
My lovely husband. Let me tell you about what Jim's like.
But anyway, no. And then I gave her a gift basket. Look, I got some snacks. You can watch a movie. That was from A Simple Life.
That's right.
We got nice swag bags from Bellin last night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a very nice swag. That was a great event. When Mark Houston comes in, I'm just going to just say, wow, buddy, you guys were like the central of the whole thing. What a great event they put together at Bellin Sports Medicine last night. And it was held upstairs of where they have their workout room.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really cool, where they videotape. They actually want me, one of the doctors wants me, they videotape people, and they want to use me as like their instructor video.
Right, because if you don't work out, that's what you could look like.
Wow. Hey, happy Friday to you. It is Penguin Day, Hug a Plumber Day, Lingerie Day, okay, Arbor Day, Telephone Day, Zucchini Bread Day, Red Hat Society Day. Those ladies are great.
They are.
Have you ever been around them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're crazy. That's a great organization. Renee Zellweger is 56. Joe Buck, 56. Hank Azaria is 61. Al Pacino, 85. Wow. Brewers at the Cardinals tonight, 6:40 on WISS. Got some texts here. Not since 2002, Green Bay picks a wide receiver. It wouldn't have been my choice. Better than our usual picks of defensive backs, offensive linemen, or defensive linemen every year. Hopefully this kid can beat out Bo Melton and Mecole Hardman. That's from Terry. Boy, he seemed like a great kid on the air, though, huh?
Yes.
I got this one. Clay Matthews was funny last night. I agree. I thought that was great. Boomer. text, couple of observations. We were in the Bowl, and I would guess 25 to 30,000 people there. Today is not going to be a productive day in Green Bay. We're going to have a lot of tired cops and firefighters by Sunday. That's true, Ryan. That.
Boy, that's true.
Wow. All right, we're going to start a quick break, man. It is Friday. We are in Draft Central, Green Bay, Wisconsin. Back after this.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Ready for the ultimate getaway? Picture this, a cozy cabin in Wisconsin's Northwoods, surrounded by nature's beauty, crystal clear lakes, and endless adventure. Be it fishing, boating, snowmobiling, or just kicking back by a campfire under the stars. This is relaxation like never before. Cook your own meals, enjoy private docks, and even bring your furry friends along for the ride. It's a perfect spot for family fun, a romantic retreat, and more. What kind of trip are you planning? Book your Northwoods vacation rental at SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
National Football League draft right here in town last night. It was amazing. Anybody that was there, text us, please. Let us know what your feelings were on the whole thing. I mean, God bless them. I mean, like getting... I took the bus over at the old Menards, where the Bellin has their beautiful new thing over Center. Across from the old Shakey's.
Sounding old there, Johnny. Menards is gone. Shakey's is gone. You mean...
I'm good. Let me tell you something, though. I want to start up a restaurant.
I would say Oneida and 41.
I want to start up a restaurant that'd be exactly like the old Shakey's. Because you know what? That was fantastic.
But you know,
the bunch of lunch and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. But what, Jim?
Those buffets, John.
They were awesome.
What did Red Lobster do? Red Lobster?
A buffet?
All you can eat.
I'm sorry. What it was
Red what Lobster, mean? Right?
What about it?
What did them end? Why did they go under?
I have no idea.
They launched a special. All you can eat. Well, I forgot what it was.
Shrimp, I think. Wasn't it? Something like that?
They couldn't believe how much people ate.
Oh, okay.
They didn't price it
well,
right.
Well, I would be like, hey, put that down. That's enough. Let's go, buddy.
Sometimes I would just, and Shakey's, I think people liked their pizza. I think they loved the buffet.
Oh, I love the buffet.
Right. Oh, absolutely. That's what it was, right? The chicken and the potato wedges.
It was amazing. It was wonderful.
And those buffets aren't cheap anymore. Have you been to, oh, it's a great company.
I haven't. I'm just going to say right now, I know I haven't. I don't go.
It's kind of a chain. It's owned by a young couple. You know, what's it? What's the, like on Main Street, you know, right next to the PDQ car wash?
I don't know.
They're great people. They give a lot of money to charity. Okay, I'll think about it. Anyway, they have the buffet, but it's not that inexpensive. It's got the chicken, it's got the salad bar, different pizzas. I'll think about it.
Okay. I would, you know what I'd love? I'd love, okay, I live upstairs of our studio. I would give anything if we had, if this next to us was like a restaurant that had a salad bar. I could live at a salad bar every day.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a good salad bar. Yep. Actually, no, the Union Hotel, which is a great place, you know, I mean, legendary, 150 years or whatever. But they, for the big thing they had across the street the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, they were in charge of, like, the salad bar part with the relish trays and things like
hot
that.
Hot bacon.
Yeah, and there's, like, so much more. Dom and I, who Dom worked at the Union,
yeah. He
was, they take that stuff serious.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even like the ham spreads and the different cheeses, that's like real serious type things. And is that in Wisconsin? Is that I don't know. I mean, I never paid attention when I lived in Arizona or Idaho or whatever. But I mean, we take salad bars so serious here.
We do. And you can fill up on a salad bar. You got to be careful with that. But we don't have to read the second one. But no, not Pizza Wagon or Happy Joe's. Is that what it's called?
Tori, I'm just going to call you out, Tori.
I think that's funny.
Hey, Tori. Tori says, I was at the Oval Office last night. They had a great buffet. Tori. Got this one from William. Pizza Wagon or Happy Joe's?
That's not what it's called. It's not
Happy Joe's has...
Well, Happy Joe's is great. They got a great salad bar. And yeah, we used to go there every Friday.
Happy Joe's?
When our kids were little.
That's the first place I ever had BLT pizza.
Yeah.
Taco pizza, fantastic.
BLT pizza. Wow. Yeah, they were good.
Pizza Ranch?
Yes, that's what it's called. Pizza,
thank you.
Pizza
You're
Ranch.
Right, yeah.
And Pizza Ranch is in our area here. It's owned by a young couple. And they'll do that on, like, Wednesdays. It goes to the Boys and Girls Club or it goes to, you know, Salvation Army. That is a very charitable company. But when I was in that Big Brothers, you know, program, he liked to eat there. But, again... Cost and it should cost money because there's a lot of food in there, but that's a great place.
I've gotten really cheap in my old age.
Oh, yes.
Is that weird?
You too, Jim?
No.
Oh,
okay. I'm agree with John.
Right.
Have I gotten cheap? I don't know. You have to ask.
Well, you bring your wife fresh flowers from from a job.
Things just seem so expensive, don't
they? I think they're more expensive.
They
I'll give you
seem
that.
Expensive.
But it's here. I don't think you.
And I always thought, you know, my dad. And your dad and our dad, Todd's dad, they could open up their wallet and then have like $20 in their wallet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Do you carry $20 in your wallet?
Nope.
Do you?
I don't carry a wallet. This is what I think. This is how I justify it. I think if you're going to spend X amount a month, right? Or whatever. But I don't have any expenses anymore because my kids are gone.
Yeah.
So it's not as stressful to me.
My kid makes twice as much as I make.
So do I.
Three times. I've been three times more.
All of that.
Yeah, so, yours too. Your doctors and everything. Yeah. Brian says, Green Bay Metro did a fantastic job with the buses.
Let's
agree.
Tell Patty that because she was taking a little bit of heat. Remember when she was in here and we're like, look, because the communication between some of these silos wasn't working for her. And she's like, I didn't know. I thought they were doing this.
I'm just going to say something.
So she did a good job.
And that is not. I was talking to people last night that are very deeply involved with the draft, and they were saying the same thing. Up until a few days ago, they still weren't even sure on some things. Yeah. But it did seem to all come together.
So I just got to tell you, so yesterday, and Frank can probably agree with this, there's some people at the Northland from Pittsburgh, you know, kind of coming in and checking it out. And I said, so any concerns so far? He goes, well, the layout. Because remember how that was such an issue for like months?
Absolutely.
I'm like, get that squared away first. Because they want their store, how did he say it? In the zone or out of the zone? I forgot what he wanted because I think if you're in the zone, you have to pay an extra commission on your stuff. So
correct.
I think he wanted to be right out of the zone. Anyway, he was talking about that. Anyway, he thinks Green Bay's really laid out well. So I don't know. They're here because it's going to be in Pittsburgh next year and they're going to be on the clock Sunday. Wow.
Good luck.
It's an event. I'm just telling you, folks, whoever wants to go there. Got another text here from Brian. I have a friend who went to Seattle only to go to Shakey's. Brian, you're lying. What's wrong with you, Brian?
Yeah, he's a pretty straight shooter.
Unbelievable. All right, we're going to start a quick break. We got a great lineup for you, folks. Back up this.
That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good night. That tonight's going to be a good.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
A Wisconsin judge has prevented the Trump administration from deporting a second UW-Madison student. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
According to the Wisconsin State Journal, 21-year-old Allison Yang is a Chinese student at the business school. She's set to graduate in about 2 weeks and work as an actuarial assistant before grad school. But her visa was revoked. She had a speeding ticket, and that may be the basis of her deportation. The paper reports a federal judge here in Madison ruled that revoking her visa was, quote, an abuse of discretion, end quote, and a speeding ticket is not a valid reason to deport someone. The judge's ruling says if she had to go home, she would have spent more than $130,000 and not get her degree. On top of that, he mentioned the psychological impact, saying she's now in constant fear and doesn't want to leave her room, worried that immigration authorities will arrest her. The Trump administration has revoked the visas of at least 40 students across the UW system.
Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting a Milwaukee County Circuit judge is under FBI scrutiny for allegedly aiding an undocumented immigrant. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
The paper says the feds are trying to determine if Judge Hannah Dugan obstructed federal enforcement efforts by hiding a defendant in a jury deliberation room. Someone was taken into custody by immigration officials April 18th at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. The arrest marks the third recent ICE detention there. Judge Dugan denies any wrongdoing. State lawmakers are divided, with Democrats praising her for allegedly protecting due process, while Republicans condemn what they say is potential obstruction.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A little fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy with scattered off and on showers here for a pretty good chunk of the day today. Our high right around 50, bit breezy with northerly wind gusts from 15 to 20, maybe up to 25. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunny, upper 50s. By Sunday, partly cloudy in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross, calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsinology's Frank Anderson, new Wisco Weekend host Lisa Hale, and it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr joins the show with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8. Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. It's a good-looking Friday out there. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh High today, at 50-some showers in the forecast. National Penguin Day, Hug-a-Plumber Day, Lingerie Day, Arbor Day, Telephone Day, Zucchini Bread Day, which I'm a big fan of, Red Hat Society Day. Those ladies are awesome. I got a text here. I went to the draft for the noon opening yesterday, planned to ride free Metro buses from a stop on 9th Street. First three buses that stopped were at capacity when they got to us, so we took Uber to the entrance. Stayed till early evening, had a great time with awesome people, did use the Metro bus to leave. Great for Green Bay. I heard Ubers were $200 last night.
Wow.
Per ride. Somebody help us. We need some people on the street type reporters. Lisa, no disrespect to you, but we need some reporters that were in the trenches last night, how expensive things were or were not. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What's going on in Oshkosh?
Well, nothing compared to what's going on in Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay has got it this week. It is all about the NFL draft. Everything is about the NFL draft.
It truly is.
Been that way for about a year, but yeah
it is. It truly is. It's like almost overwhelming in some ways there.
Like my wife said, living in Green Bay, you wouldn't know the Pope died. So, yeah, it's
who died?
Oh!
Who died?
Yeah, see? Right next to me.
But now, I will say that the diocese did have a reaction to the Pope's death. So, I mean, there was some reaction. It just got buried.
Page 5.
Yes.
Saw it. But yeah, it's a big deal. But they've done a good job.
Did great.
We both went last night till midnight.
I'm not going to be that guy. Some people, for whatever reason, they just want to have a bad attitude. Ah, it's going to suck. It's like, embrace it. Come on, man.
Yeah. But it was fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
It was great. It was super. But it's just, if there's so many people out there, if you're claustrophobic, kind of, it's almost like, wouldn't you agree with that, Jim?
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, 205,000 people was the official count from yesterday from the NFL.
Oh, so I didn't know that. Really?
Yes.
When did you get that, Lisa?
I got that from the NFL One Pass.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for that, because we were trying to estimate how many were there.
Yeah. The quote-unquote maximum capacity for the NFL draft stage theater area is 125,000.
Okay.
And they reached maximum capacity like at 6:20 last night.
Yeah, I put a thing on my Facebook where they had the big board up. We are closed down. Nobody else. Yeah.
Yep. And so they were trying to get people into the Lambeau Bowl, which makes sense. And then they were able to open back up about an hour later and let more people in.
I mean, I was surprised when I left, and I left before the Packers actually made their draft pick. So I wanted to kind of beat the crowd. I figured there's going to be a big, you know, after there that, there's going to be, you
there
know.
Was. That was like
and even on Ashland, there were signs basically saying, don't go to Lambeau Field. Don't even, just, no, don't go this way. It's over. It's done. Nobody else is allowed in anymore. So, yeah, it was insane in that part
of
it.
There was a mass exit.
But it was honest to God, the least, it was a nice crowd. Hey, Jim, if that's the best way to put it, it was just a nice crowd. It wasn't a heavy drinker kind of let's get hammered and swear and
well, there was
do whatever.
A lot of like teenagers. Yeah, I mean, teenagers, it's a young teenagers like 16, 17.
Yeah, a lot
like
of kids.
12-year-olds.
I thought that was great.
Yeah. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Definitely
I
a family.
I counted people with a clicker. There was only 203,000, Lisa. Yeah. We just had somebody
people
text
debate that number. But, yeah.
That's what the NFL said. 205,000 people.
Okay,
so
cool.
That's what I'm going with is their official number.
Cool.
But it is true that they really don't know because there was no.
What official type of thing would you do?
In the theater, they scan your tickets.
Hey, did you see the snipers on top of
my gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
The Legacy.
Yeah.
They're up top there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And the whole thing, and both sides, you can see them standing on top of the roofs of Kohler Lodge.
I think Nick actually posted a picture of it. He goes, those are not like
satellite dishes. Aren't fans.
Yeah. Those aren't weather vanes.
No.
Wow. No.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean, it's kind of scary, right?
I mean, I'll tell you what, there was security to the maximum, wasn't there, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the last thing they want is something.
No,
yeah, I mean,
right.
Come on.
But there were,
the money that's in this thing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lisa?
Absolutely. Yes?
Talk to us.
Oh, I could talk to you about so many things. And you guys seem focused on the draft. But, you know, for New Wisco weekend this weekend, we're not focused on the draft.
Right.
We did that last week. We're focused really on superheroes, because Monday is Superhero Day, National Superhero Day. So we're focusing our episode on everyday heroes and superheroes in Wisconsin. The Red Cross is looking for nominations for their heroes, several different categories of hero that they're looking for. Not just somebody who gives blood for the Red Cross, but maybe somebody who put together a drive for the community. It's it's all about the everyday heroes.
They're
so we've
there.
Got that story. We have a lot of everyday heroes throughout the area. I mean, people do really good things here in Wisconsin. We have that. We have our cover story is Dean Robbins, who wrote a book on the 100 Wisconsin idols. So people who have inspired the state, him, and the world. Let's see. What else do we have? We have a story on the Optimist Club again.
Hey, Lisa, I'm sorry. Back up a little bit here. Tell us again about this book.
100, the 100 Idols, the Wisconsin Idols. I didn't interview Dean. Terry Barr did, so I can't get really into the nitty-gritty, but he basically took 100 people, and his editors told him he had to limit it to 100. 100 people throughout Wisconsin that have inspired the state, inspired the world, inspired him to do different things. And it could be anything from an everyday hero who raises money for a charity to some sort of a celebrity that inspired.
Bet you Liberace's in there.
No, he's not. He's 104.
Is Liberace still relevant today?
No.
They're talking about somebody who influenced.
Hey, Lisa.
I got the book. My mom
not outside
just,
of this show, okay. He's not.
My mom bought me this book when I was in high school. The 100 Most Influential People. That's the title of the book. You know, I mean, Christ is in there, Muhammad, the guy, the penicillin guy. Anyway, if this is the 100 Most Influential People that influenced, you know, it's not one lane, right? It's the whole influential people that are from here. Yes, influencing music, entertainment, he's in there.
He's so overrated.
Well, he's in there.
He's overrated. Wouldn't you say, Lisa?
He was a great showman, but he's not relevant today because it's
well, most of those, a lot of people in that book are dead, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
Gaylord Nelson's in there.
Think about it. Anybody under the age of, let's say 40, really won't have the connection to Liberace as anybody over the age of 40.
Right.
The only reason I know Liberace so well is because my grandmother had a crush on him and watched everything she could see.
Really?
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Oh, that's awesome.
Kind of a wasted crush, but yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. A very wasted crush.
I think, no, I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Well, that's cool. The interview is with the author, on Sunday. All right, cool.
Hey, Lisa.
And he's our cover story.
Would you do me a favor?
I will try.
Would you hook up us with him? I think that'd be great to talk to him.
That'd be fun. That would be
fun. You're going to have to go through Terry on that one.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to her.
I don't.
I would love to know. I want to know, like, who would be the number one person?
Look it up on his book. You know you can buy his book. It's deanrobbins.net is his website. That much I can tell you.
What do you think?
Probably number one influential person in Wisconsin.
No, Gaylord Nelson. No, nobody knows Gaylord Nelson.
Birthday?
Absolutely. He's the one who started Earth Day.
I'll bet you that. I bet you he's in the top 10.
He's overrated. Come
top 10.
I say Bart Starr.
No.
You know who's going to be number one?
Vince Lombardi.
Who?
Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, no. Okay.
It's not?
That mayor from Green Bay who served, 16 years
yeah,
or so?
What was his name? Not even in the book. He's not in the... Talk about 104.
Jim Schmidt. Yeah.
I almost made it. That's 111.
If they go, they may go way, way, way back to Explorers. And
Jim would write a separate book, 104. Yeah. And be 104. Right?
Who do you think?
That'd be fun. That's going to be fun. All right.
Do you know Lisa?
No. I do not.
I wonder if he put him in order.
I think Vince Lombardi.
I wonder if he put him in order, if he just like, you know.
Just in general.
In no general order, alphabetical order, something like that. But I hope he put him in order.
Bart Starr is in the book. He is, but sure. I don't know exactly where. Because I'm looking at some of the people mentioned.
And Lombardi's obviously in the book. I hope it's not too skewed towards
sports.
Yeah. You
know. Oh, I don't think it is. I don't
Hank Aaron? I mean,
he's in the book.
Hank Aaron is?
Yeah.
Am I?
I don't see him. No, I don't see him.
105, 106, 106.
Not John Minor.
Yeah.
All right. Volume 2.
Jim Schmidt, maybe, but not.
Well, that's cool. All right. So you've got that. That's on Sunday. Talking to him.
Yes. All right. Well, that's Saturday and Sunday. New Wisco Weekend airs Saturdays at 8 and Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. Yeah, and then you can also pick it up on our websites and at civicmedia.us as well.
And then, of course, on Sunday, we've got Lean Local. What do you got this week, Jim?
Yes. What do you got coming up?
Ours is all about water safety because it's coming. I mean, it doesn't feel like it today. So the first half is with a DNR warden who patrols the waters. And pretty interesting. On what he finds that's wrong with boats and people. And
it's amazing how many drunk people pilot boats.
And it's life preservers. And it's just a lot. And then we have another lady come on. I do mention, I don't really mention you, John, but I do reference you. And she just talks about accidents that happen in pools. She is the parks director here in the city of Green Bay.
Okay.
And we have three aquatic centers. And I said, she teaches private lessons and group lessons. And I said, I didn't mention your name, but I said, I have a friend of mine that I have a morning show with. So I kind of threw her with the friend part. And she said, I said, if I buy him lessons, can you teach him how to swim? She said, in 8 weeks, he won't drown. It's like she can teach you to swim to shore.
8 weeks? That's a long time.
Oh, I don't think that's long at all.
Oh, I thought you were, okay, can I be honest with you? I thought you were going to bring up where I got to get pulled out of the lazy river at Wisconsin Dells.
That won't happen again. You won't be afraid of water. You will.
I'm not afraid of water, Jim. I've just had some bad experiences.
Anyway, it's really interesting. And she said, young kids, you know, do you take them when they're, like I took my kids, like where they're still in the diaper just floating around, or do you just teach them when they're 3 or 4 and... Is it too old? It's very interesting on water safety
from
both perspectives.
Can you stick around? I want to talk to you more about that 100, the book.
I'll try to talk to you about it. I don't have a lot of information, but sure.
It's really that Terry's thing is what she's saying.
Yeah, I know. But I want to talk to you more about that. Is that okay, Lisa?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
Lisa Hale.
Lean Local, Sundays at
1 o'clock.
There you go.
Lisa, you need that one. Your cue. Wow. You Louisiana women are
I know.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media.
Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Here we go. Time to kick off another quick daily NFL draft update. I'm Todd Michaels.
And I'm Terry Barr. Wow, things are jumping across Northeast Wisconsin, and it's all thanks to the draft in Green Bay. And as the player picks continue, here are a few of our personal picks for things to do on Friday, April 25th. Todd, I'm just going to say it. Booyah!
That's great, but delicious. And you can catch the cook-off of the Booyah Battle happening at 100 South Washington Street in Green Bay most of the day. Oh, there's also a Kringle competition, too.
It's also Friday food trucks along Broadway Street downtown, but that's not all. There's a market, too. Your chance to shop local. Plus, the NFL experience continues all around Lambeau Field until 10 tonight.
And so does the entertainment, food, fun, and football. NFL Draft in Green Bay. For more information, log on WGBW.FM or WISS.FM. For Terry Barr, I'm Todd Michaels.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan Crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the best at arm wrestling? Well, time to put your money where your mouth is. It's another new Wisco 411 brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And Saturday, April 26th, starting at 8 a.m., is the Wisconsin State Arm Wrestling Championships and Expo in Oshkosh. And this is for everyone, all ages, kids, special abilities, women's, amateurs, men's. So if you think you have what it takes, sign up, try it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
All eyes are on Wisconsin as the NFL's 2025 player selection draft is finally here. 250,000 people are expected. Here's Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich.
Our citizens are just so excited to welcome hundreds of thousands of guests to the city of Green Bay. We're thrilled about it. I mean, the economic impact is going to be substantial. 20 million roughly in the metro area, and then I think 96 million is the number that's being used statewide.
It's the second time Wisconsin is hosting the draft, the first in 1939. But do you know where? Was it Oshkosh, Milwaukee, or Madison? The answer's coming up.
The smallest NFL city, but the biggest heart.
And with the main campus all around Lambeau Field, it's a time for the whole area to shine. Now, did you guess the location for the 1939 draft? It was a one-day event in Milwaukee with the NFL championship game the very next day. By the way, the Packers beat the Giants 27-0. There's a winning slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I see love that money just can't buy.
Sometimes he says the little things where it's like I'm surprised. We're talking about last night, what time he left, and we're here with Mark Cusin, and it's like, you know, because I left right before the Packers picked so I could watch it on TV, and I thought there'd be just a huge deluge of people. And Jim goes, yeah, I did too. It's like leaving right after communion. It's like you're such a Catholic. It's like I didn't think you were one of those guys that would leave at communion.
Oh, there were a lot of people that left after the Packer pick. A lot. So
do we have Lisa Hale?
No,
Lisa, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, we got Cheese Curd Nick coming out to give us a report of being at Ground Zero last night, okay?
Okay, cool.
Cheese Curd Nick.
And he does every Packer game. Oh. He's got his pulse, his ear to the ground, I should say.
How did it go, brother?
It was slow. It was slow to start. It was very slow. I know Jim came down there. What time were you down there, Jim?
5:30.
Yeah, 5:15. It was a light switch about an hour after you left, dude.
Good. All right.
So we got rocked.
Awesome.
But we didn't, like when me and you talked when you were down there, it was very snailish, very turtleish.
I was a little worried for you.
Yep. And then when they got to capacity, about a half an hour after capacity, we got waves and waves of people.
Good.
I mean, did they stop people? And Mark Houston's here, too, and we were at his event last night, which was fantastic. But when I left, like I said, right before the Packers pick, And I'm driving down to Ashland, and there were signs up, you know, don't even, basically saying, don't even try to go to Lambeau Field right now. So did they, like, shut it down, Nick? Did they stop letting people in?
They stopped letting people in, but then they, then I guess people left, and then they started, they reopened it. You know, they were monitoring it, but they called it, I think Fox 11 had it on their thing this morning as an ebb and flow after it initially got closed.
Okay.
What's good about,
so people had to leave for people to come in, you know?
Right.
So,
but what's good about that is that people still wanted to be in that atmosphere. So they went to, like, the Stadium View, or they went to Badger State. You know, they still wanted to be in that environment. And that's where you got your
big influx of
people.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that I was talking to yesterday that they were kind of doing the outside thing first, and they're going to do the inside thing, like, today or tomorrow.
Right.
And then there's other people that I know that I talked to early on that were kind of walking through. Like, there was a huge group of Cleveland Browns fans that were there, yes, like, early on. You know, they said that they were going to try to do the draft experience inside yesterday, and then maybe even a little bit today, and then mill around, you know, the outskirts, you know, later tomorrow and Saturday.
What time was Stadium View? What time did you guys serve till?
I think we served, we quit cooking sandwiches, I think around 9:45, maybe 9:30, 9:45. I think, then that got burned up, and then we did curds until, I want to say, 11:15 or 11:30.
Okay, great.
Wait, Nick, and I know we were just kind of like walking around like tourist type things. I didn't think it was a rowdy, drunk kind of crowd. I thought it was a really well-behaved type of crowd.
They were. There was a handful of them. You know, as the night gets longer, you know, you are going to get that. But yeah, I would say if you compared the drunkenness from a Packer game to, like, the draft, there was less people inebriated than at a game.
Says a lot, because there's 2-3 times the number of people
versus the Packer. Yeah,
right.
But I thought it was a great crowd. People, hey, Lisa, we're talking about this. Obviously, we're, you know, right here in the epicenter of it. What's, like, Oshkosh in those areas? How are they looking at the draft?
Well, they're looking at the draft as hopefully a way to get some people into our area as well to see the wonderful things happening in the Fox Cities and in Oshkosh. We've provided hotel rooms and things like that. I know Appleton's doing a mini mile of music during the draft to give people things to do when they're not at the draft. But, I mean, I'm not seeing it here like I would an EAA.
Right.
But then again, yesterday when I got done with work, I went straight home and went straight to bed. Yeah. So, right.
How many does EAA bring in, Lisa?
EAA brings in hundreds of thousands of people.
That's what I mean. I mean, how many? Yeah. I wonder, it's got to be about this size, wouldn't you think?
I would think a
couple hundred thousand?
But, you know, a lot of them stay right there on EAA grounds.
Right.
It's not like they're,
I mean, if somebody hasn't been to EAA, they would be shocked at how many people come into there. Oh my God. Yeah. Go ahead. Hey, Mark, read that. Mark just looked it up.
I looked it up. 2024, 686,000 people.
Wow.
So if you guys look at what happened yesterday, they're saying that there was 205,000 in attendance yesterday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's 686.
But EAA brings in 600,000. So
that's probably 7 days.
Right. But still,
that's
wow.
But still, I mean, that's a lot of people that are brought in.
Oh,
so.
Right. It's a lot of people, even for Green Bay. You know, you're looking at double. If you look at how they're presenting it, you're looking at 200,000 people. That's double the population of Green Bay in that footprint.
Exactly, Nick. Yesterday. And that's one of the things that the commissioner said. You know, Green Bay has a population of 107,000 people, or give or take, and capacity for the NFL draft theater is 125,000. So when they shut down, they had all of the Green Bay population plus in that area.
Yeah, it was
so insane. We served yesterday. We had 1,945 tickets, and we sold 3,300 items.
Wow,
that's a lot of items.
Hey, Nick,
that's all the items. That's hot dogs, burgers, brats, and cheese curds.
Did the mayor give you the biggest tip you got for the night?
I don't even know. He wanted to pay for his food, and I said, just throw it in the tip jar, so I don't know what he threw in there. Yeah, I know there were some 20s in there.
Yeah,
Nick, but there is also so a lot of wadded up singles.
No, Nick. I told Johnny this morning it would have been cheaper for me to buy my burger. But all I had was 20s on me. But no, you have great service, great food. I'm glad that worked out for you. I was a little bit worried when I saw you last night. I'm glad it picked up, you know. And that's what a great
Lisa
place
Lisa Hale, to. Give your show a plug.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturdays at 8, Sundays at 11 on WISS and WGBW. Find it on the Civic Media website as well.
It is a fantastic show. Love what you do.
Superheroes this week.
It's You're the best. Great. Lisa Hale, thank you so much. Back after this.
I don't care if Monday's blue, Tuesday's gray, and Wednesday's...
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump was asked Thursday about Russia's concessions towards Ukraine. He said that Russia not taking over all of Ukraine was a pretty big concession as his administration tries to bring an end to the fighting, says ABC's Rachel Scott.
The president's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, is back in Russia. We are told he will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. But again, this comes as Russia continues their aggression and their attacks against Ukraine.
Russia carried out more overnight strikes on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. More than 120,000 people filed past Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica ahead of his funeral tomorrow that the mayor of Rome says is expected to attract more than 200,000 people. Luigi Mangione due in court today for an arraignment in last year's killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City. Mangione expected to plead not guilty. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty if he's convicted. This is ABC News.